This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. As the nation is battered by a perfect storm of societal, medical, and environmental troubles, President Donald Trump will make his case for another 4 years in accepting the GOP nomination. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
In excerpts of the speech he'll deliver on the South Lawn, the president says his administration spent the past 4 years reversing the damage Joe Biden inflicted over the past 47. From the economy to crime, he'll say at no time have voters had a more clear choice between two parties, visions, philosophies, or agendas. He'll also extend a hand, saying a united GOP is ready to welcome Democrats, independents, and anyone else who believes in the greatness of America and the righteous heart of its people. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris stepped up her criticism of President Donald Trump Thursday, blasting him for a lack of leadership on the coronavirus pandemic hours before Trump's planned address on the final night of the Republican National Convention. In her first major Trump-focused speech since she joined the Democratic ticket, Harris said the president had bungled the response to the coronavirus, which has killed more than 180,000 people in the United States.
Instead of rising to meet the most difficult moment of his presidency, Donald Trump froze. He was scared, and he was petty and vindictive.
Harris and her running mate, former Vice President Joe Biden, have been largely silent during the first 3 days of the GOP convention, during which Republicans have tried to link them to violent protesters. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com.